CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
So Melanie, did you get a chance to see a movie this week?
I did.
Good.
I saw a movie this week, and it was almost, it was like two movies rolled into one. It was a three-hour epic movie, which probably the listeners out there have guessed, oh, she went to see Avengers Endgame.
True.
Which I did. And it is indeed a three-hour film.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit to my surprise, it was, it actually held my attention nearly all the time.
Good.
And I typically, when it gets, you know, into the beyond the two-hour realm, it's like, I'm tired, and here's how they could have cut this movie so it wouldn't be so long. But with this one, it was really pretty interesting. And there are, like, oodles of Avengers in the movie in to one degree or another. So, again, I think I've mentioned in the past, I'm not that fond of movies that have too many superheroes all crowding onto the screen together. But this one was a bit of a surprise, kind of a nice surprise that, yes, there are lots of super dudes and women in there, but it was okay. And it kind of, it made a certain amount of sense. The movie that preceded this one, an Avengers movie, at the end of that movie, which was called Avengers Infinity something. In any event, it involved a very bad guy who was just kind of wandering the universe doing bad things. But he seemed to feel that he was actually doing all these many worlds a favor. But he would come through and he would get the Infinity Stones, of which I think there are six Infinity Stones. Pretty, you know, jewels, mm-hmm. big fat jewels. And he was able, with all those jewels set in a special glove, he was able to essentially wipe out, I think it was, half of Earth. Half of the population of Earth just disappeared or kind of crumbled into stone, into dust, actually. It looked like stone, and then they became dust. So the world is left reeling from all this. And among the Avengers, several of them also disappeared. So it was sort of up to the ones left to try and somehow reverse this procedure. And the first thing they said, well, first thing we have to do is find this big bad guy whose name is Thanos. And that turned out to not be that difficult to do. He had left a whole bunch of clues where he was going, and he didn't actually have any guards. So they did find Thanos. And he said, well, I don't have the stones anymore. He said, they're gone. So the next step for these remaining Avengers first was to sort of take stock of, okay, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. We found the guy, but he's no use. It's not helpful. So we have to do something about finding those stones. And that's what took up a big chunk of the movie, was the remaining Avengers, which included Captain America and Scarlett Johansson's character, whose name I can never remember, the Hulk, Iron Man, and one or two others. So they were down a lot from the usual number that they go out avenging with. And it took them 5 years to get their show on the road with all this. They had to sort of decide, okay, what's our strategy? What are we going to do here? And and they said, well, I don't really want to do that because it's dangerous and it will jeopardize what I have now, which is not terrific, but it was kind of better than nothing. Iron Man in particular, Tony Stark, had now settled down and had a wife and a little girl, and he was pretty happy.
Okay.
But now they're saying, well, you know, you really have to help us here, because we have Bruce, we have the Hulk, who's sort of a scientist by nature as well, and Ant-Man turns out to be pretty useful, but we really need you, because you are the best scientist. Anyway, so without giving a whole lot away, they do end up mustering this force, mm-hmm. and head off, actually time traveling, to go back and find those stones before they had fallen into the hands of Thanos, who then used them for his own nefarious ends. So, in fact, it was a pretty interesting film. And I say this as someone who is only, you know, an occasional Marvel mm-hmm. movie person. I know there's fans out there who are, you know, big fans. I'm a moderate fan. There's a number of the ones that I have quite enjoyed. But it's mostly because I enjoy the humorous aspects. And there was, even in this one, where they were dealing with huge tragedy, there were some, you know, funny bits. So I liked that. And there weren't the, well, there was one, but by and large, there weren't the what takes up so much space in this kind of movie are these extended, they're like incredibly long battle scenes. And yes, this one certainly had some battle scenes, but they kind of made sense that they mm-hmm. were that long, because frankly, you know, the fate of the universe was at stake. So, you know, we figure this has got to be a pretty big battle. Anyway, so yes, I can recommend it. And according to Rotten Tomatoes, they recommend it too, because there was 95%... what they call certified fresh. So the last time I was here, I said, well, you know, it looks pretty good for the Avengers. And at that point, it was before the movie had actually opened. So what I was looking at was the critics' response to the movie, which was overwhelmingly positive. And now the audience, actual audiences, have been there, and they're looking at it with essentially, you know, that much praise. They say, yeah, this is a good one. Okay, so on for the critics, 95% on the tomato meter. The audience score was a little bit less, but still 91%.
Well, not that much difference.
No. Yep. And I think it is a kind of a crowd pleasing movie. Mm-hmm. Virtually all of the Avengers eventually kind of pitch up in the movie. I won't tell you how, but they do. So there's a few who are the core, and then a whole bunch of others show up. Mm. And arguably, the one who plays one of the biggest roles is Captain Marvel, whose own movie is still playing around. I'm not sure if it's playing here in Sherbrooke, but it's not. It has been out for a fairly short period of time, and that's Captain Marvel is a young woman who's truly marvelous, and she does some pretty special things in this movie. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I kind of like this character. I think she has a lot going for her, and she's very noble, but she's also pretty realistic about stuff. And at one point, they ask for her help. And she basically says, you know, you're not the only world in the universe. So I have things to do. And off she goes. But she comes back later. So good film. You know, if you're a fan, I suspect you're going to love it. If you're not a fan and it's the first Marvel movie you've seen, you might find it overwhelming. And there's a lot of the characters whose backgrounds, if you know their backgrounds, then you appreciate them being in the movie. If you don't know their backgrounds, it's like, oh, too many superheroes here. So I would say go see it, unless you truly don't like this kind of movie. And it's playing in, of course, French and English. And somewhat surprisingly, it is only in... It's only in 3D for one showing, and that's in French. So it's French language, 3D. And I kind of thought, boy, this is one that I really would like to see in 3D, but English 3D. There is no such thing. There's many. Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 7 showings in English. It's in two different theaters downtown.
Okay. Wow.
So you definitely can, certainly you can catch a showing that will appeal to your, if you like movies in the afternoon or the early evening. They're all over the place, and you have to be prepared to spend 3 hours sitting through this movie. And there isn't. I thought, ooh, maybe they will have an intermission of some sort where you go and take a bathroom break or buy some more popcorn, but that wasn't the case. So it's 3 hours, and that didn't include sitting through the credits.
Oh, okay.
Because for once, partly because our son wasn't with us, and he's usually the one who insists you have to sit through the credits because there's all these teasers that come up at the end. But at that point, it was like, this is enough. We had things that we needed to do at home. But it was still 3 hours. I looked at my watch, and there was a 4:15 show, and it ended, or we were in the car at 7:15. So there were a few, there were a few trailers from other movies that preceded it, but 3 hours is what you have to allot to the evening. And let's say it wasn't 3 hours of utter nonsense. And there is a kind of a moral message to all this. The Avengers have their own best interest, but really the best interest of the world at heart. So they have a kind of a moral compass that they're following, which my husband, who went to see it with me, said, I like that. He said, I like that idea that in this time when there are so many negative things happening and so many people out there who seem to have no moral compass and who are fostering hate and so on, and here you have superheroes who are actually being heroes for the good of the world.
That's
and
nice.
I thought that's a good way of looking at it. So certainly go see it, unless you hate Marvel and DC Universe movies. What else is playing locally? Captain Marvel is still there, but in French, and this is its last week. But it's a good one to have seen first before this Avengers Endgame. Other movies that there's a lot of movies that are in their last week, actually quite a few. But they're all movies which, in fact, have if they came in English, they're now only available in French. So that leads me to have a look at what movies are on their way. And by on their way, I mean coming to theaters May 3rd, which is Friday. Okay, so we have a horror film called The Intruder, and that's playing in English with a pretty good cast. I have only seen trailers on television, and it looks maybe horror may not be the right term. It's a scary movie because there's a character in it who appears to be Mr. Nice Guy, and apparently is not. So that's the horrific part. There is a movie called Ugly Dolls. Also beginning that same night, and it is in English. It's described as a classic underdoll story, and I must admit I don't know anything about this one except that it's a cartoon and it's in English, and it looks cute. Another one starting on Friday is with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. It says unlikely but not impossible. I don't know if Seth Rogen is a little bit roly-poly, kind of a... He's not a matinee idol type by any stretch. And Charlize Theron is impossibly beautiful. So this could be an interesting film just for that alone. Anyway, the movie is called Long Shot. And that, too, is starting on. So there's three English movies beginning on Friday.
Nice.
The Intruder, Ugly Dolls, and this movie called Long Shot, of which I would perhaps see any of them because they do look cute. And the week after this one, there will be another three English movies popping up. So it's looking good for English movies in this area. Mm-hmm. If you, it's a little harder to get out to see a movie now that the bad weather, knock on wood, mm-hmm. has passed. People say, well, I don't really want to go to the movies. I want to be outside, either playing or working or mm-hmm. whatever. Everybody has yard work to do if they have a yard. But, you know, make an effort because it's because there are viewers who go to the movies that they keep bringing in movies that many of us like to see.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I think they still have the same ticketing in effect, mm-hmm. where you can pay as you go thing. The least expensive way is to buy a little packet of 8 tickets for $56. So it's $7 for a ticket, which gets you into the movies, mm-hmm. and $7 is pretty much a price that can't be beat, unless maybe possibly if you're a student, it's $6.50. But the $7 ticket, in fact, anybody can use them, no matter if you're a student or not a student or a senior. So, you know, a good deal.
It is a good deal.
Okay, so that's it for me this week.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.